Li Shimin received a letter from Gao Du. When he learned that Chang had died at the hands of the Ashler tribe, he couldn't help crying. He treated Chang as his daughter since childhood, and he would be ruthless. In Daejo City, the wife of Shifang asked Li Yan to leave after dinner. Li Yan begged her to take her in for a few more days. She did not ask for wages, but only asked for a few days. When she returned to Chang'an, she would definitely repay her. The wife is also a kind-hearted person. She saw that Li Yan really had nowhere to go, and also took in Li Yan, so that Li Yan stayed in the embroidery workshop while learning and working. The fighting spirit of the Long Song was completely aroused by the Ashler Falcon. She took the initiative to survive and came to negotiate with the Ashler Falcon. Chang threw the Battle of Shuozhou City, and also knew that Ashler Falcon's status in the grassland was not as good as it was. She was willing to be the military advisor of Ashler Falcon and give advice to Ashler Falcon, but she asked Ashler Falcon not to do anything harmful to the Tang Dynasty. After she completed three things for Ashler Falcon, Ashler Falcon La Falcon let her go. Ashler Falcon finally saw the eyes of Chang Ruzhi. He did not hesitate to agree with Chang. In the future, Chang will be his military advisor, but how Chang can survive in this grassland depends on the ability of Chang. The Big Khan brought the Little Khan to the Eagle Division camp. The Big Khan never came out in person, but now he is afraid that the people are not good. Chang also sensed the subtlety. She pulled Mu Jin to ask, and then she learned that it was the decision of Ashler Falcon to let Shuozhou City alone. Ashler Falcon had to pay a huge price for it. At that time, the arrow on the wall was deliberately shot by Ashler Falcon. Ashler Falcon was deeply in love with her. Ashler Falcon greeted the Great Khan, and Shire also came to the Eagle Division account camp together. He was the sworn enemy of Ashler Falcon, and every word made the Great Khan suspicious of the Ashler Falcon. Ashler Falcon presented all the list of war prophets, Gong Sun Heng's head and Gong Sun Heng's previous defection letter. He bet on the trust of the Great Khan in him. After the Great Khan hesitated again and again, he chose to believe in Ashler Falcon. This time, the Khan came not for this matter, but because of Shire's accusation against Ashler Falcon. Shire accused Ashler Falcon of colluding with the Tang army to make the Wolf army plan fail. This time, he brought witness Wang Zhengguo. The Great Khan wanted to know whether Ashler Falcon had done this thing or not. Ashler Falcon did not expect that Shire would have this move. However, he still did not change his face and denied it. Chang knew that it must not be so simple for the Khan to come to the house in person. She accidentally saw Wang Zhengguo's figure in the people brought by Xi. She went to Nua to help him and secretly plotted to make Wang Zhengguo mistakenly think that Xi wanted to frame him for the misappropriation of Kuyin. Therefore, Wang Zhengguo identified Shire at the sight of Dakan, and he knelt down. The earth begged for mercy but was killed by Shire. The Great Khan did not expect that Shire would embezzle the treasury silver. He blackened his face on the spot and rewarded Ashler Falcon again. After this, Nua also completely admired Chang, and his feelings with Chang had made rapid progress. Ashler Falcon saw it in his eyes. He was jealous from the bottom of his heart and immediately asked Mu Jin to arrange a separate account camp for Chang. In the county government office, Xu Yu was so drunk that he pulled Gao Du. He knew that Gao Du looked down on him, and even more importantly, he knew that Chang looked down on him. Otherwise, why did Chang still not know his feelings for so many years? Now Li Yan's life and death are uncertain. Xu Yu is still thinking about Chang. Gao can't help scolding Xu Yu angrily. Xu Yu is in great pain. Chang is dead. Li Yan's whereabouts are still unknown. He feels guilty and blames himself, and even looks down on himself. Xu Yu was drunk. He satirized that Gao was just Du Rui's puppet. Gao didn't care too much about Xu Yu. Although his face was cold, he still softly sent Xu Yu back to his room when he looked drunk. Li Shimin ascended to the throne. He called Wei Zheng to ask Wei Zheng about the state. Now Luo Yin led the Tianyi army to rebel in the state. Li Shimin was unwilling to move the state, but Wei Zheng was afraid that the rebellion at the end of the Suai dynasty would be repeated. Luo Yi's stay was always a disaster. He advised Li Shimin to make a decision. Li Shimin listened to Wei Zheng's anecdotion and asked about Xu Yu. Although Xu Yu did not find Li Yan, Li Shimin did not blame Xu Yu. Instead, he asked Wei Zheng to recall Xu Yu and gave Xu Yu a supervisory of the imperial history. Liyan embroidered in embroidery spinning. Her work has not been good, so let everyone give her more time. She did not do these work in the palace. Several embroidery women couldn't help laughing at Liyan, believing that Liyan's dream in the palace was just nonsense. In the Asselar tribe, the great Khan rewarded many slaves of Asselar Falcon. One of the women was as beautiful as a flower, which could not help but cause the anscript of several soldiers. The woman resisted desperately. Her movements caused a long song awakening from a nightmare.